Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Manchester City, Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester United and Tottenham are among 12 clubs who have agreed to join a new European Super League. In a seismic move for European football, the Premier League clubs will join AC Milan, Atletico Madrid, Barcelona, Inter Milan, Juventus and Real Madrid. The ESL said the founding clubs had agreed to establish a new midweek competition, with teams continuing to compete in their respective national leagues. It said the inaugural season was intended to commence as soon as practicable and anticipated that a further three clubs would join the breakaway. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, UEFA and the Premier League condemned the move when the news broke on Sunday. World governing body FIFA had previously said it would not recognise such a competition and any players involved could be denied the chance to play at a World Cup. Moving on, our Manchester City goalkeeper Zach Steffen has vowed to learn from his mistake in the FA Cup semi-final defeat to Chelsea. City's dreams of a historic quadruple triumph were dashed on Saturday as the Blues slipped to a 1-0 loss at Wembley. Pep Guardiola has received some criticism for making eight changes to the team who defeated Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League quarterfinals on Wednesday. One change did lead to City's downfall, as a moment of hesitation from goalkeeper Steffen in for first-choice Edison allowed Timo Werner to tee up Hakim Ziyech to tap home the only goal of the game. Well, the goalkeeper said, "It's a tough one. I think the boys did a good job. Chelsea are a tough team to play and their goal was indecision on my hands and I will learn from it. You have to keep going and I'm proud of how the boys fought and didn't give up." And finally, City and Chelsea will face competition for Ajax defender Nicolas Tagliafico. The 28-year-old Argentine left-back could be available for as little as £17.5 million. But there is also interest from Leeds. With Leeds on the hunt for a specialist left-back, Tagliafico would fit the hard-running style demanded by Marcelo Bielsa. That's all for now. We'll have more later.